This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. China reported more COVID-19 cases as it entered the third week of its current outbreak on Monday, while some cities added rounds of mass testing in the effort to stamp out locally transmitted infections. The highly infectious Delta variant has been detected in more than a dozen cities since July 20th, and officials have asked local government authorities to rigorously track infections and close loopholes in control efforts. Sunday's 125 new confirmed infections on the mainland included 94 locally transmitted cases, while the rest were imported from abroad, according to Chinese health authorities. On Monday, most of Sunday's local patients were in the central city of Zhengzhou and the eastern city of Yangzhou, according to the government. With the United States recording its highest daily COVID caseload in 6 months, a top public health official warned on Sunday that the country is failing in its battle to keep the coronavirus in check. Director of the U.S. National Institutes of Health, Francis Collins, also said on ABC television, "We should not really have ever got to the place we are." A surge of the highly transmissible Delta variant is causing trouble for the United States, which already has the highest reported death toll worldwide from COVID-19 at more than 616,000 deaths. Total daily new cases have soared to 118,000. That's their highest level since February. Deaths are up 89% over the past 2 weeks, even while slightly declining around the world. Children's hospitals in U.S. states like Florida are being overwhelmed as young people are increasingly affected. VOA News. Mozambican forces backed by Rwandan troops on Sunday said they had driven out jihadists occupying a key port town in the gas-rich north of the country. Mozambique's defense ministry confirmed an earlier tweet by Rwanda's army that the joint force had wrested control of the town on Sunday morning. He says they now control government buildings, both the port and the airport, a hospital, and other key installations. The port town, from where the first Islamist attacks were staged in October 2017, has since last year become the de facto headquarters of the Islamic State-linked extremists, locally referred to as Al-Shabaab. Mozambican forces have been struggling to regain control over the northern province, home to one of Africa's biggest natural gas projects, a $20 billion site operated by French energy giant Total. Authorities in Chad said on Sunday fighting between farmers and herders has left 22 people dead in central Chad. The conflict was sparked by a land dispute between two communities, with one side wanting to move in and the other side wanting to stop them, according to a local governor. Another 18 people were wounded. A government spokesman says troops were deployed to maintain order. Tensions between indigenous settled farmers and nomadic Arab herders in the arid Sahel have simmered for years, occasionally erupting into deadly clashes. Thousands of people have fled their homes on the Greek island of Evia as wildfires burned uncontrolled for a sixth day on Sunday. Ferries were on standby for more evacuations after taking many people to safety by sea. The blaze on Greece's second biggest island has ripped through thousands of acres of forest across its northern part and forced the evacuation of dozens of villages. A 38-year-old pregnant evacuee described it as like being in a horror movie. Wildfires have broken out in many parts of the country during a week-long heat wave. It's Greece's worst heat wave in 3 decades, with searing temperatures and hot winds creating tinderbox conditions. Across the country, forest land has burned, and dozens of homes and businesses have been destroyed. 2 spacecraft are set to swoop past the planet Venus within hours of each other this week, using the maneuver to do a little bit of bonus science on the way to the center of our solar system. The Solar Orbiter probe, operated by NASA and the European Space Agency, will swing around Venus on Monday. 33 hours later, a European-Japanese spacecraft called Betty Colombo will do the same thing. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.